Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faith in Action. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Well, back to 2 Kings. These men were leprous, so they have some measured degree of this disease in their body. And it was, from the natural standpoint, incurable and ultimately terminal. And an awful quality of life. And not only that, you got all the emotional side of it. You're separated from everybody you know and care about. And you lost your profession. You lost everything. Well, these guys got together. You know, they're all sick, but they can be with each other. And so they're sitting outside the gate, and people are starving to death inside the city. So you know what's going on with them. But the Bible said they were sitting there, four of them, at the entering in the gate, and they said one to another, "Why sit we here until we die?" Now, this is a wonderful revelation. I said, this is a wonderful revelation. I know it sounds simplistic, but there's a whole lot of people that just sit there till they die. I'm telling you, it's happening all over the planet tonight. People just sit and keep doing the same thing and the same thing and the same thing that hadn't worked for 10 years. Come on, are you listening to me? Waiting on God. I said, waiting on God. I just believe one of these days and another year pass. Well, you know, it's all up to Him. It's up to Him if it's His will. And people are sincere. And sometimes folks, they really believe it. But they're wrong. I said, they're wrong. They're not waiting on Him any more than the lost person's waiting on Jesus to save them. And we need to get a revelation. If things are not working, you don't just keep beating your head against the wall. Faith that does nothing is worth nothing. Is it Scripture? Faith that does nothing is worth nothing. What are you supposed to do? Well, whatever He says to you, do it. And that's when the miracles start happening. Why sit we here till we die? Boy, this is a great revelation. If we say we'll enter into the city, which who's going to let them in? The famine's in the city. We'll die in there. If we just sit here, we'll die also. We'll die right here at the gate. Now therefore, come. Let's fall to the host of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we'll live. They might feed us. And if they kill us, we'll just be dead. We're going to be dead anyway. We will but die. We'll just die. Somebody say, we'll just die. Hebrews talks about this. That Jesus, He didn't take on Himself the form of angels, but He took on Himself flesh and became a man. And through death, He destroyed the one that had the power of death. That is the devil. Did He do it? Did He do it? And the very next verse says, and that He might deliver them who through all their lifetime were subject to bondage because of the fear of death. The fear of death is paralyzing. The terror of dying will keep you from moving. You'll be frozen, afraid to die. And you and I need the revelation, it's just dying. They told me, I'm going to die. Didn't you already know that? How long did you think you were going to make it down here? Look around. How many left over from the 1600s? How many? Tell me, how many? Not a one. 1700s. Huh? Well, in a few years, from our generation and time now, there won't be one of us here. No. You got to overcome the fear of death. Or elsewise, fear will hold you in bondage and keep you from taking the steps that you need to take to get your miracle. If they'd have just been frozen sitting at the gate with their symptoms of disease and their symptoms of lack and the impending gloom and doom of death, they would have sat there and died. But they said, why do this? Why? We know what's going to happen if we stay here. Oh, friend, would God that folks all over this planet would get that revelation. There are multitudes. I thank God for medicine and doctors, and we're seeing wonderful strides in medicine. But they don't know everything. And there's too often they have to look at folks and go, we can't do anything. We can give you something for the pain. You know, it's terminal. It's terminal. Well, at that point, at least at that point, why just lay there and wait to die? Come on, are you with me? Be willing to do something. What if I do something and I die? You'll just die. You're going to die anyway. And even if you're perfectly healthy, you're going to die anyway. If the Lord tarries his coming just that much longer, every one of us in here is going to live out our life and go. Are we afraid to die? Or did Jesus taste death for every one of us? Did he take it? Hallelujah. And what happens? You slip out of your body. Glory to God. You get totally free and you go to be with Jesus, which is far better, the Bible said, than being here. Nothing to fear. Nothing to dread. You'll just die. Actually, you won't really die. Your spirit will leave your body. Jesus said, if you believe on me, you'll never die. Amen. How can that be? He obviously not talking that you'll never physically leave this life. How can he say that? Because he tasted death for you. And even though your body's going to quit functioning and your spirit's going to leave your body, you're not going to taste it, nor touch it, nor smell it. You won't even know you died. All you'll know is, whoa, I feel good. I never felt this good. Woo! Why do we have to be under a cloud dreading that? We don't. We can be completely free. And when you get free from the fear of death, now you can boldly do what he told you to do. They overcame the paralyzing fear of death and said, let's get up and go and see what happens. It's the enemy. They're armed men out there. They got their bows and their spears trained the direction you're coming from. And if they hadn't killed anybody for several weeks, you might look like good practice. Just those sick leprous guys anyway, you know, just use them to set your sights with. And you know, people in that day especially, still today in a lot of parts of the world, life is cheap. But they did not just sit there and die. They got up. They got to moving. Faith that does nothing is worth nothing. But a faith that's alive is a faith that moves. Gets up. Why would you just sit there? Hopeless. There's no point. I know years ago, Phyllis and I were driving through a large city and really rough part of town. And there was a lot of people there living on the street. And in the gutters and just in a bad way. And as we were driving through there, the Spirit of God spoke to me. No vision. No vision. No faith. Why do you get to the place where, what's the use in going to work? I mean, between the government and my ex, I don't get anything anyway. I'll just quit. You got to watch it when you start quitting stuff. Because the more stuff you quit, the easier it gets to quit the next thing. Next thing you know, you've quit everything. And you don't want to do anything except sit there and what? What's the point? Why even try? Why bother? That is utter faithlessness. How many believe that no matter who you are, no matter where you are, the lowest ditch, the worst place on earth, if you'd look up from there and say, God, I believe in you, I trust you, I'll do what you tell me to do, could He bring you up out of there? The Bible, the psalmist said, He takes people from the garbage heap and He sits them with princes. The problem is not finding enough money.
That's right.
Not developing the perfect government program. You will never be able to, because it's a spiritual problem that has to be addressed. The first thing you got to acknowledge is God exists. And that He is the source and provider for all of us. We all got the same provider. But it comes back to a faithlessness and a hopelessness and no vision. And I'm not condemning and I'm not judging, because except for the grace of God, you and I could be in the ditch tonight. And you could leave here and start just quitting stuff and just get out of the Word and quit praying. And the longer you do, the more faithless you get and the more hopeless you get and the more quick you are to quit and give up. But faith says, no, there's an answer. I can make it. I can come up out of here. I can get to the next point. I don't have to perish with this. I don't have to starve to death because of no money and no food. I don't have to die because of this disease. Come on, are you listening? There is a way. Don't let anybody tell you there's no hope. Don't let anybody. I know they mean well, but they should. When people say there's no cure for this, just say you don't know what to do. But don't tell me it can't be healed. That's acting like there's no God. Well, you can't get out of your financial mess. Don't tell me that. You don't know what to do. You can't fix it, but that doesn't mean it can't be fixed.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Faith in Action, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.